So, welcome, you guys. My name is Chloe Ballatore. I am a relationship and communication expert. I'm a graduate of Princeton University and Pat Allen's Want Institute. And I use the tools of transactional analysis as created by Eric Byrne. I use tools of androgynous semantic realignment, or ASR, as created by Pat Allen, who mentored me. And I use tools that I've come up with myself because I've been doing this work for over 10 years now. I work with men, I work with women, I work with couples, I work with teenagers. Okay, people are coming in. I work. I teach, I'm usually here every Thursday night, and then I also teach this work in small groups. I teach my books. I'll put that in the chat again. I've written four books on this work. They're all available on Amazon. The first book is really the basics and the principles that underlie this work, and that's called How to Live, Find Love, and Keep It. My second book is called New Ways of Being, The Pain of Change. And that's something that we'll get into a little bit tonight, is the fact that change is painful regardless if it's change for the better or if it's change for the worse. The act of changing is a painful process. And sometimes people don't expect that when they're doing psychological and spiritual work, that even if it's for their own good, that they will experience change. And then they stop doing it. And that can be set you back a lot farther. I love this work, and I got into this work really because I was extremely unhappy, and I saw an incredible result in a friend of mine who was doing this work. And she went from being a single teenage mom to marrying the man of her dreams, started making $1 million a year. I mean, it was a really incredible transformation. And so I thought, I want to see some of that. I myself had been disenchanted with traditional therapy because you go, you listen, you talk, they reflect back to you. And that's a very valuable experience, but you don't often see change from that. And so this work is different in that when we get into it and you guys ask questions, I'm going to give you things to do. I'm going to give you homework. And these things will change your life. So that's why I really love this work. Okay, I'm going to give a brief background of the scholarship and the principles that this work is founded on. That is not new, the principles of yin and yang and feminine and masculine. What's unique about this work are the tools to execute on those principles. So I'll give a brief explanation of that, about 10 minutes, and then the rest of the time I'm going to take your guys' questions so that we'll be able to really see what some of these things mean, because I can talk and theorize and give you guys a ton of good information, but it doesn't really mean anything until you actually try it. Then it sinks in on a different level, right? And then you come back. I love to get your updates. You come back and you share it with us. Then that helps it sink in even more. Okay. So, relationships. When we talk about relationships, and specifically when we talk about successful relationships, we're talking about the balance of feminine and masculine energies. Okay. Sometimes I'll use yin and yang because yin and yang are a little less charged terms than feminine and masculine. But what you need to know is that all of us are both. All of us have a yin side of our brains, and this is the work of the Nobel Prize winning biologist Roger Sperry, who experimented on newts' brains and definitively proved that all of us have a right hemisphere of the brain that is more feminine. This is the seat of the yin energy. It's passive, patient, vulnerable. This right brain energy is the world of feelings, of creativity, of magic, of sensuality, of sexuality. It's passive, patient, vulnerable. It's receiving. Feminine energy is in the world to make it fun, but it's not of the world. And then all of us have a left brain or masculine yang energy. And this energy is single-mindedness. This is the world of ideas. Most of us are in our left brain when we're at work because we're competing, conquering, controlling. The left brain is giving, taking care of, achieving. Okay. And so that's what you're doing at work. You know, there's not a lot of room for feelings at work. Left brain energy, yang energy is of the world. So you can, a good metaphor for yang energy is bricks. A good metaphor for yin energy are flowers. And there's a lot more about yin and yang. If you guys are into it, I'll put this book in the chat. It's called The Yin Yang of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. They're both MDs. And they're both of Chinese extraction, and they really classify everything in life between yin and yang. And it's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't even think to classify. So that's a really interesting book if you're into exploring more about yin and yang. So all of us are both. All of us have this balance between feminine and masculine energies. That is unique to us and that is changing over time, right? There's that slope in the yin yang symbol that connotes fluidity and flexibility. For example, as women get older, we get more masculine because we have drop-offs in hormones. As men enter andropause, they become more feminine because they have drop-off of hormones. And so, you know, these are just the dynamics that we're working with. And that happens around the age of 45 or 50. That doesn't mean that you still can't act like a man or act like a woman in a relationship. These are just dynamics to be aware of. Oftentimes, sometimes, I'd say 15 to 25% of the time, even if you're born with masculine gender, you feel more comfortable in your feminine energy, and vice versa. You can be a very feminine man as well. You can be more very masculine woman. The point is to keep it balanced. The point is there's a unique, authentic balance both within yourself and then in your relationships. And sometimes that balance will change because it's a dynamic thing. Okay. Now, balance, as we know, is central to health and well-being, and it is essential to relationships. And we use this rubric to avoid power struggles with our partner. Because if one person is in the feminine energy and one person is in the masculine energy, then you guys can negotiate better than if you're both fighting for masculine control or both fighting for feminine sympathy, seducing with guilt and tears. I'm giving you guys a lot of information. I know it's your first night for some of you. Don't worry. It takes repetition. So things will become more clear as we go through the questions. Okay. Now, as I said, balance is key to the health of any relationship, and including the relationship that you have with yourself. You know, a lot of times when you're sick, you go to the doctor. Oh, your hormones are out of balance, or oh, your brain chemistry is out of balance, or whatever it is, or you know, your knee is hurt, you're physically out of balance. Well, and being out of balance does have a profound effect on our health and well-being. We are often provoked out of balance in our relationships due to childhood trauma. And whether that is trauma with a small t or a big t doesn't really matter in this context as much as how you experienced that trauma. So, how you processed it. When we're children and we're dependent on the people who run the refrigerator, we often have to sacrifice our authenticity in order to attach to our parents, in order to get our needs met. And based on these sacrifices, we form existential conclusions. Right? And we think that these are true and that they will be eternally true. But actually, they're just strategies of the moment. And the problem happens when we take some of these conclusions that we've come to in the critical developmental windows that happen between the ages of 0 to 12. When we take these conclusions into our adult life, what we see is a repetition of the negative patterns of our childhood. So most of the problems that come up in relationships are a result of childhood trauma and unprocessed childhood trauma. We tend to be attracted to people who fill the roles of the people in our childhood, and then we try to work out our lesson on them because the idea is, well, if I can get this man who reminds me of my father to love me, then that will be almost or just as good as if my father actually loved me. And it's wrong-headed, but it does often start us on a journey of self-discovery. And so you may have noticed in your life that there are patterns that you're engaged in that seem to always be bringing about or often be bringing about an undesirable result or an undesirable behavior, or you're picking the wrong partners, or you think you're attracting the wrong partners. If any of those things are true, then or apply to you, then you are in the right place. Because that is really what we focus on, is ending some of the pat recognizing some of the patterns, because you have to be aware of stuff first, right? Before you can end it. And then taking actions or counteractions against what is known as childhood scripting, which is a catch-all term for the survival conclusions that we come up with when we are going through our childhood trauma. Okay. Now I'm going to open it up to you guys for questions. My specialty is dating and relationships, but I do work with people on a variety of issues because this is like when you fix your balance and you fix your energy, you end up fixing a lot of other things in your life. And I had a client actually I was working with today. We've really been working with her romantic life, but she just got a new job offer. And that is very, very common. Okay, good. Juliet. Hi, Juliet. How can I help you?
Hi, Chloe. Yes, I just had a quick question about the book that you just suggested, and I
Yes.
cannot find it on Amazon anywhere. Do you think you could
The
send me
yin yang of
one?
life. Okay. Yeah, if you remember, message me after and I'll send it to you. There, you also might be able to find it on my website because I have some books and references there if you want to check that out.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi, welcome. How can I help you?
Wanted to ask you for like well, okay. I understand the yin and yang concept, but I wanted to ask you about matching energy. Like, even though you're not, the yin and yang is kind of not equal. It's different, right? It's not equal thing. But I want to know, like, do you still match the energy of the person who is I don't know, like you are have like you're interested in him and he's sort of interested in you, but you're not official. Like if he's like, I don't know, let's say he's willing to spend 30 minutes with you. Or 20 minutes, whatever, then you just give him whatever he's giving you. Like you invest how much ever he's investing in you. Do you match that energy if you want to be in the yin energy? You know what I mean? Like,
I do. I understand what you're meaning.
okay.
In my experience, the most successful relationships are those in which he likes her a little bit more. So I wouldn't really focus necessarily on matching the energy. Let him pursue you, you know? I know you, because I've worked with you before, want to be in the feminine energy. So I think the point about matching somebody's energy is to prevent you from being the overgiver. And we know that a lot of high achieving women like you, like me, we tend to treat some of our relationships like they're a job. And so we start to do everything. So I would be wary and be, aware of how much effort he's putting in. And I definitely wouldn't put in more effort.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. The part where you said he should be the one chasing, right? So
Yes.
if that's the case, then he has to be expending more energy than you. So, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, technically. I mean, for some of us women, we're going to be putting energy into sitting on our hands and biting our tongues. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to gauge, but yeah, he's going to be putting in, like, yes, the effort.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. Gavin.
Hey, Chloe, thanks.
Hey.
Okay, first off, it's Kevin, Kevin, but
Oh, please
that's
excuse me.
no,
Okay,
that's all good.
let me change it.
It's no worries.
Okay.
So, I'm new to the dating world and I want to increase my masculinity because I can be a little bit was raised by the matriarch mom and she geared us that way in life. So, your two books that you rattled off in the very beginning, I didn't get time to name them, but which in particular is pretty good, better than the other one for developing more masculinity?
Okay, so there's a couple things. My book, How to Live, Find Love and Keep It, will be really good. Because that really goes into the basics of this work. I also mentioned the yin yang of life, which is good about understanding the differences between masculine and feminine. And for you, for your situation, I love the books. There's a book called Puer Eternis by Maria von Franz. Here, I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to spell
Yeah,
poor.
it's hard.
Yeah, sounds like a new
It's
language.
like a, it's, I think it's a Latin term.
Okay.
There it
Okay.
by Maria. And these are actually like this book and the other book, they're all in the back of my book. Like I have a little bibliography there here. This one, also Iron John by,
Yeah, many years ago.
oh, okay. By
Yeah.
Robert Bly, also really a good one. So those are really, really good for men who like you have s articulated, have are a little bit more fe on the feminine side or have been raised with the more feminine values, which is pretty common actually in what you're describing in today's world. We have a lot of that right now. We have a lot of feminine men and masculine women, and we're kind of like trying to figure it out. Do you have a specific question or you what are you doing to meet people? Why are you saying you're new? Did you just get divorced or something?
Divorced a couple of years ago and finished raising my kids for a while, a couple of years, tried dating in the beginning and then just said, let's just totally devote it to the kids. They're in their 20s now and
It's time.
I'm embarking on it. Yeah.
Okay,
So
good.
I was on the call last week and you said something about never date less than three people. And I got to totally validate that. I read a book by Henry Cloud and he said, don't go below five. And I just started, well, instead of trying to date, let's just try to socialize and just figure out what I want in the beginning rather than have
Smart.
to be focused so much on, hey, I'm dating and I'm in the dating world. It has been so much fun just to sit there and talk to somebody, a female. And engage and then find out after a few dates, do I really want to pursue this or am I just desperate? And it's gone from one extreme to the other, just having fun. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Oh, good.
I'm going to pick up the books and do a little study and keep on, tending your topics. You got a good vocabulary strength-wise. Thanks.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you're getting a lot out of it. And it's funny, I was working with somebody new today, a man, and somebody commented last week, I think, God, you have so many men here, and it is always good that we have the male participation. But yeah, he was like, we started talking and he was like, oh my God, you get it. And it's such a relief. You know, a lot of this knowledge is out there, but there's not a lot of people teaching it. A lot of it's been lost. So I am very happy to be carrying the message because, like I said, it really changed my life and it's changed the lives of so many people. Okay. Any more questions or comments or updates? You guys can put something in the chat or just raise your hand. Or even if there's just a general topic that you want more information on, like about flirting or asking someone out or getting someone to ask you out, communicating. I work with people with on their work problems or work situations. I work with people on family communications. Kevin.
Okay, let's do flirting for guys
Okay,
for 100.
let's do it. Exactly. It's actually really funny that you said that. My husband and I have been trying to come up with like what would be a good board game or card game for this work. But okay, yes, flirting for 100. So, do you know which energy do you want to be in? Do you want to your thoughts respected, which is the masculine, or do you want your feelings cherished, which is the feminine?
I would say thoughts respected.
Okay. So that means you're going to be making the first move. You're going to be doing the asking out, the pursuing, the controlling date. Okay. And then you're in turn going to be cherishing her feelings. So the five flirts for men are flirting 5 days a week. Four of those in the course of your day. So four of them will be while you're going to the grocery store or going to the dog park or getting a cup of coffee or just going on a walk. You see somebody that catches your eye, that you like the look of, and you give her 5 seconds of eye contact and smile at the same time. If she returns that eye contact and smile, then you know you can approach. Okay.
Okay, so what's the difference of she's smiling and giving you a gift approach and versus I'm being polite because you're being creepy?
The length of time of the eye contact and smile. If she
No.
just looks up and gives you like a quick smile and looks away, she's not interested. If she looks up, you guys have eye contact and she smiles at that, that's a good sign. One day a week, you're going to plant yourself somewhere. So that's going to be outside a yoga class or where you like the look of the girls that get smoothies at this cafe or whatever it is. You can play around with it, but it's nice to be regular at a place sometimes because then people get to know you and there's a little less pressure, right? Plant yourself 45 minutes to an hour, go alone, or if you go with somebody, separate when you get there because it's always easier to meet somebody alone. And that way, if you see someone you can real that catches your fancy, you can really, make a move because you're seated, you're in a coffee shop, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If she returns the eye contact and the smile, you can do very simple things. Think about what would be cherishing for her feelings, right? If you've had the eye contact and the smile, for example, and you've heard her asking for sugar and she can't find it in the coffee shop, you might get up and give it to her, right? Would be one thing. Or if she says she's cold, you might get up and close the door. And for your approach, you don't need to come up with anything brilliant. You just pick something in the surroundings. If she's already given you the eye contact and the smile, you're good. And it sounds like you're doing pretty well with conversing with women anyways. And I really like what you said about your approach. You're getting to know people first, and then deciding if you want to pursue it. And since you're kind of new, but obviously you dated before you got married, but you're at a different point in your life now. You've already had your kids, and so it's gonna probably be different. You're gonna be looking for somebody different. So figuring out what you want that's super duper masculine. And so that just going through that exercise, as you described, is also going to beef up your masculinity. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, in other words, practice, practice, practice.
Yes. And this work is a lot about energy. So once you start changing your energy, you're going to start seeing results.
Right. Okay.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
You bet.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, Chloe.
Yes,
I have
Juliet.
another question.
Okay, good. Hit me.
I recently went to an acupuncturist and she said my yin was low. And
Interesting. And
yes.
that's really good. That's what China. So that Chinese medicine is all about bringing that balance, right, between the yin and yang.
So, I mean, I thought it was about the food or I don't know, something else, but something physical or just lack of exercise. But she says there's a lot of different factors. So I was wondering, how would you go about increasing yin?
Okay, very good question. So first of all, I don't know where you live, but a lot of doctors of Chinese medicine, I live in the Los Angeles area, so there's a Chinatown where there's a lot of doctors of Chinese medicine.
Yeah, I live in Orange County.
So if you hit a Chinatown and maybe do a little research and find out what the good, like there's a really popular one in downtown LA, the name of which is slipping my mind at the moment. But you can go there and they will literally give you a prescription like of a tea that will help you be in balance, right? That you do for 30 days. Have you had that experience? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So that's one thing. That's what, just like a tea you can ingest. But in terms of beefing up your feminine energy, just with behavior and behavioral adjustments and change and shifting your energy in a more spiritual, psychological sense, now I know why you want to get that book, and that will be a good resource for you. But the feminine energy is all about receiving. Okay. So, in general, to beef up feminine energy, you want to focus on receiving, again, passive, patient, vulnerable, asking for help, leading with your feelings. So even if you're on the phone with like the customer service from AT&T, instead of saying, "You cheated me, and this is a horrible way to do business, and this is a scam," you would say instead, "I don't feel comfortable with these charges," right? You're leading with feelings. So just practicing some of those. Let a man open the door for you. Let a man pull out a chair for you. If someone asks you if you need help, please try to receive it. And that includes please try to receive compliments as well. I don't know if this characterizes you, but a lot of women, someone gives you a compliment. You're no. You seem confident. No, I'm not. I'm very insecure. You don't know me, right? So I don't know if that is your, I'm just meeting you, I think, for the first time tonight. But
I guess I things that you're saying are kind of hitting home for me. Like, I'm very straight to the point a lot of the times. And I don't know, I think I have like a resting bitch face, and so no one really approaches me.
Right. That's why with the flirting, the smiling's really important.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, are you the oldest girl child in your family?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So that's what I'm hearing. It reads. So the oldest girl child often becomes Wendy, right? Wendy from Peter Pan, junior mom. taking care of everything, you know, maybe looking after siblings, maybe helping cook dinner. But the oftentimes the oldest daughter becomes very parentified, which means you've become egodystonic, which is a little bit what I was talking out about at the beginning. You're forced to adapt in a way that throws you off balance. And for women, that means you get pushed into your masculine too soon. So it's called, I'm throwing a lot of terms at you, it's called precociously related. And the archetypes for those, for the women is the Wendy, and for the men is Peter Pan. So with Wendy, you have a girl who is very responsible, but is not getting her guy, right? Is not able to get what she wants, but is somehow doing the work for everybody else. And so that's kind of what epitomizes the parentified elder daughter. So in your case, it's going to be really hard for you, but you're going to have to start accepting help, asking for help, accepting compliments, letting other people do things for you, even if they're not right. One of the things that a lot of us egodystonic women have to do is sit back and let our men do things for them, even if we think we can do them better. And we got to keep our mouth shut because we have to practice receiving. So in your, you know, go be strong and high achieving and masculine in your career. But in your personal life, you can start to experiment with being a little more vulnerable, and a little more feelings oriented. Does that make sense? When you start to practice it, I think it'll gel.
I think the hardest part is putting it into practice, because when you're in the moment, it's like you're on autopilot. And I think that's what I struggle with.
Well, the first thing to do is just to slow things down a little bit. You know, so you're becoming aware of it, but like after the fact. One of the effects of childhood trauma is often rushing, hurrying up, the sense of urgency. So as much as you can, try to take your time. Feminine energy moves more slowly. And sometimes I'll even tell a client, if you're right-handed, use your left hand to do things. Because that will slow you down, right? And then anyways, from the neck up, the left and right, the left is masculine, but from the neck down, the left is the feminine side. So the left side, if you're just using your left side, especially if you're not left-handed, even something that simple is going to start to increase your feminine energy. Okay? And just doing things for yourself that make you feel good. I want you to make sure every day that you do at least an hour of an activity that is just for you, for your pure pleasure alone, that has no end goal. Okay? It's just for you. It could be taking a nap. It could be getting a massage. It could be staring out the window. Whatever it is, my mentor, she liked to strip wood. I have another client who likes to reorganize the tchotchkes in her room. She finds that very relaxing. It could be yoga and meditation, but just something, an hour of activity that is just to make you feel good. Okay.
Yeah, I meditate daily and I
Good.
did yoga this morning.
Oh, good. Okay. Very good. That's really good to connect to spirit every day. And yoga and meditation tend to be things, even if we have negative feelings come up in them, yoga and meditation tend to be activities that nurture your yin side. And I think there's even like yin yoga that you can do that strengthens the yin energy. So yeah, try some of those things and let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. A lot of this stuff happens, like I said, when you practice it and when you practice it over time. And your own personal spiritual and psychological growth can only go at a certain pace. You can't go too fast because you won't recognize yourself. Okay. Does anybody else have any more questions or comments? We have a little cozy group tonight. I know sometimes it's hard to share with a group of strangers, but I also love to hear your updates, and sometimes it's easier. But if you guys are all good, I'll wrap up. Nothing? Andrew, how's it going? You want to give me an update? Well, sometimes people are driving. Okay. Well, I'll wrap it up. I'm here most Thursday nights. I've also written 4 books on this work. Oh, Andrew. Yes.
Hello.
Oops, sorry. Can you unmute again?
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
How's it
cool.
going?
Good. I'm walking the dogs. Yeah, I just got engaged on Sunday.
Oh, congratulations.
Good. So I don't know if you got any tips keeping the relationship hot, whatever, but that's kind of in my mind is why I keep attending is kind of like relationship stuff, which kind of makes sure I'm on top of my game.
Yeah, this stuff will make a difference. And I'm so glad that it's contributed to you getting engaged. That's excellent news.
Thank you.
Yay. So, yeah, so you see, you guys, Andrew's been coming to this group for, I don't know, probably almost a year. But yeah, you will see results. Sometimes you see results very, very quickly. Sometimes it takes a minute. You know, the timing is really up to God. All we can do down here is do our work and you know, see how that handshake happens with the universe. Okay, well, I'm here every Thursday night. You can check out my books. You can check out my website if you want to reach out to me. It's pretty easy to reach out to me there. I also teach this work. I'm going to be teaching a module 3, but I don't think anyone here is ready for that. I do a 3-module program, so we really get a lot deeper. We marry the theory with the practice of your life, basically. And so it's a unique opportunity to see how the theories operate in your own life. So we go a little deeper into that in those, and those are live, or you can do them asynchronously, and they really work well asynchronously too. I like doing them both ways. So if you're interested in going deeper, please check that out. And otherwise, I hope to see you back here soon. Have a good night.